Many of us are familiar with the Omaha Chamber Music Society, or OCMS. We might have attended some of their concerts at various Omaha venues. But since the inception of the society in 2000, they have not had a physical space to manage their operations or to have a concert.
We have done performances at churches in Midtown. We have done performances at UNO and also at the Omaha Conservatory of Music. All of these places have been really great partners and places for us to play. This is our first time having like a real brick and mortar location for all of our offices and all of our, you know, everything that comes with being a nonprofit.
A few weeks ago, OCMS opened its first building with the Flatiron Luthier in Co-op downtown. Juliet Yoshida, general manager for OCMS, is happy about the opportunities that this space will give to OCMS and the community.
We did have a jazz performance there, actually, for a small amount of donors. And it was great. They've treated the space with a lot of sound paneling because it's kind of, you know, those old buildings that has high ceilings. It can be a little bit echoey in there.
Yoshida is a violinist for the Omaha Symphony and just took over as general manager. The audiences that OCMS has cultivated continues to grow, and it has been very supportive in their last concerts.
I was really surprised in a good way when we had our first concert of the summer, and the audience was just so appreciative and pretty large. It was great. And it's nice that that hall at the chamber at the Omaha Conservatory is really seats quite a few people. So you can still spread out and feel comfortable having that many people in the hall.
In 2018, OCMS took the initiative to professionally repair instruments through its Good Vibrations program. They focus on repairing the instruments of children who attend Title I schools, where often the schools own the instruments but do not have the budget to maintain or fix them.
We go to the schools, get their instruments from them, take them to the place to get them repaired. So it's really not any effort on the part of the student or the parent, which is really great because sometimes that can be an obstacle in getting their instruments in good working order.
In addition to repairing and maintaining instruments for Title I school students, Good Vibrations reach out to those students and collaborate with their orchestras, and sometimes provides one-on-one coaching. Visit omahachambermusic.org for more information. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.